Sukkot related, but not something that you usually hear much about. An opportunity to get familiar with a topic which is a little bit connected to Kadshim, but it's very much part of Sukkot. That is the topic called Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim is a practice that would take place over the course of Sukkot. Machlokes Tanoim, exactly which days of Sukkot we'll soon see, and there's different makoros for it. And we'll try to understand exactly something about the nature of this mitzvah. Maybe the way to begin, just to get ourselves comfortable, where can we find the sugyas of Nisach HaMayim? So obviously, the Sech Sukkah is where you have many of the descriptions of how it took place. Simchas Vesa Shalev, of course, was connected to this, the formal drawing of the water, which took place, and it was all in, as a hachana to the pouring of the water, which would be done during Tamid Shel Shachar. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma, that it was done by Tamid Shel Shachar. There was the Nisachim of Yayin, which was done actually not just by Tamid Shel Shachar, also Tamid Shel Ben Harbayin. But there was also Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim took place together with the Nisach HaYayin, by the Tamid Shel Shachar. That's a statement of Rabbi Yochanan in Yuma Daf Chavav Amud Beis. Ein menaschin mayim b'chag elo b'tamid shel shachar. So you have in Sukkah, of course, a lot about how halachis and also the way that it was done. And you have other sugyas, of course, in Shas also, in Me'ilah. There are references to this in terms of the notion of Me'ilah and the Kedusha of the mayim. And in Tainus, we'll see a little bit more of Tainus in the beginning. In terms of the connection to the question of when we start saying Masha Paruach, the Gemara has a discussion about Nisach HaMayim with Kasher at night, which we'll get into as well. In the Rambam, you'll find Nisach HaMayim in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tmidin and Musafin, which is what I gave you to look at. Since we're still before Yom Kippur, I thought it might be appropriate to begin the Perek from Halacha Aleph, but then we'll soon get to Halacha Vav, which begins to talk about Nisach HaMayim. We'll use that as a springboard to discuss what there is to discuss within our time frame about Nisach HaMayim. So let's maybe start from the beginning of Perek Yud together, just to get ourselves oriented in the Rambam. Okay? Zok the Rambam, Perek Yud, Tmid Musafin, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam has been discussing Musafin. He finished discussing Tmidim in earlier Prakim. He began to talk about Musafin. Various days, and now he's up to Yom Kippur. Says the Rambam, "B'yom Tzom HaKippurim, makrivin musaf, kimo musaf Rosh Hashanah." So we know that there's a musaf of Yom Kippur. All the musafin are found, of course, in Parshas Pinchas, and that's the maftir reading of Yom Kippur. So we offer a musaf which is identical to Rosh Hashanah, namely par v'ayil. And the Rambam interjects here, based on Yulei Machokes Tanoim, but the Rambam Paskins, that the Shita of Rebbe, I believe it is, that the Ayil that's mentioned here in the Musafin, Ba'ayil Zeh, Hu HaNikra El Ha'am. Let's get this, let's understand what we're saying here. In the first Kriyasa Torah, the first Torah, we have the Achrimos, that's Refim Achrimos, and you have there, the Torah says that you shall bring Aaron shall bring par ben bakar l'chatas, that's called his par, the ayil la'ola. And then you have me'es tadas b'nei Yisrael, yikach shnei se'ire izim l'chatas. One, of course, was the one that was Hashem, the Sar Nasa Bifnim. And the other one was Azazel. And then it says, v'ayil echad la'ola. So the Rambam is paskining here, like the Manda Amar, that the Ayil Echad La'ola that's mentioned in Parshas Achrimos, the Ayil of the Am, the El Ha'am, is the same Ayil that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas with the Musafin. Okay? Rambam continues, and also B'Shiva Kvasim, and also Siva Kvasim. So that is identical to what we find on Rosh Hashanah, also Shemini Atzeres, one par, one Ayil, seven Kvasim, all those are Olos, Kuan Olos. And then V'Soyer Chatas, there's also a soyer l'chatas, that's what the pasuk says, se'irizim echad chatas, v'hu nisraf, I'm sorry, v'hu necha le'erev, sorry, halacha aleph, v'hu necha le'erev, that soyer, that's called a soyer nasa b'chutz, right? There was another soyer that I'm going to mention in halacha beis, that's the soyer nasa b'fnim, but this soyer is the soyer nasa b'chutz that was eaten. V'od makriven hatzibur, Seir Chatas, Halacha Beis, Vehu Nisraf, and that's the Seir that Sheben Zugo Sorem Mishtaleach. Right? It's Pir. You had the Goro and the two Seirim. One was Lashem, that's the Seir Hanasa Defnim in Kodesh HaKadashim, the Zorik Dadam in Kodesh HaKadashim, and then on the other side, and on the Mizbeach, together was mixed with the Dam HaPar and so on, and that was burned completely. And its Pir was Lazazel, and then you have this Seir, which is what you have in the Musaf. When we daven Musaf Yom Kippur, right, we say, Hamni Seirim Lechaper, Shnei Seirim Lechaper, right? One Seir is the Seir Lashem, and one is the Seir of the Nasa Bachutz, and of course you have Seir Lazazel, but that's not what we're discussing when we're mentioning the paragraph of Shnei Seirim Lechaper, when referring to the Seir Lashem and the Seir of the Musaf. Okay, now we move on to Sukkos. Continues the Ram Lacha Gimel. The Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag HaSukkos, on day one of Sukkos. This is all Psukim and Parshas Pinchas. And we're going to be reading this, of course, over Sukkos as well. In the Musaf, and also Chol HaMoed, and also the Musaf of the first days. The Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag HaSukkos Makrivin Musaf Hayom Shilosha Asar Parim, 13 Parim, Shnei Eilim, as opposed to one aisle, it's two eilim. Usually it's one aisle by Musaf. The arba asa kvasim, which is double, the normal amount would be seven. And the parim are unusual amount, 13. So a lot of animals are brought for Musafin of Sukkos. Kulan olos. And then, of course, sarichatas and the sarichatas. And that is necheles. The olos are not eaten, the sarich is eaten. V'chein b'chol yom v'yom ishivas yimei achag. All the rest of Sukkos, the remaining 6 days, Makriven Shnei Eilim, the Arbaas HaKvasim, Usari Chata. So those karbanos, the Eilim, the Kvasim, and the Sarichatas remain constant for all 7 days of Sukkos. Avo HaLachadalit, Avo HaParim Pochsin Echad Echad V'choyo. The Parim decrease by one each day, Mismatin V'holchin. Right, this should not be a Kiddush to anybody, but it's good to hear the Rambam speak to us and present it. The parim decreased by one. B'sheni makriven shnei masa parim. Again, all psukim that we have in Parshas Pinchas. B'shlishi achadasa parim. Ad sheyimsa karban yom shvi. Figure it out. Parim shiva. And again, eilim shnayim kvasim abo asar hakol olos v'soyer chatas. Clear? This is what the Gemara says in Erechin. Why we say whole hallel every day of Sukkos, whereas on Pesach, we only say Ho Hallel on the first day, or for us in Kutzlar, it's the first 2 days. How come we don't say Ho Hallel the rest of Pesach, but Sukkos we do? So the Gemara gives the answer. We have something else that we know from a Medrash connecting to the last days of Pesach with Masa Yadai and so on, but that's not in the Gemara. The Gemara says the difference between Pesach and Sukkos is because Sukkos is Chalukin B'Karbonosei, and the days are distinguished and different from each other in their karbanos. They're not the same karbanos each day. There's a different number. Whereas Pesach, as we read in Parshas Pinchas, it's the same exact karbanos. So therefore, it shows that the Kedushas Hayom of the 7 days of Pesach doesn't shift. So therefore, the Hallel was said on the first day, need not be said again as Ho Hallel. But because on Sukkot they're different, what makes it different? Not the Eilim, not the Kvasim, not the Siyachatas. It's the fact that the Parim are different, that makes the total number is one less, because it's one par less each day. All right, Halacha Hei. The Yom Shmini Atzeres. Now we go to Shmini Atzeres. Makri bin Musaf Hayom, Par, Ba'ayil, V'shiva Kvasim. So now it's a whole different number. Now we're going back to the number that we know from Rosh Hashanah, right? One par, one ayil, shiva kvasim, also on Yom Kippur, as we saw. Kula and olos, v'soyer chatas, v'zeh musaf b'fnei atzmo. What does the Rambam mean? This is not part of the Seder, the pattern that we had with the 7 days of Sukkos. We know that there's an acrostic that we use to distinguish Shmini Atzeres from Sukkos. What is it called? Anyone know? Pazar. Kashav, those are the 6 things that the Gemara says makes Shmini Atzeres distinct from Sukkos. In some ways, therefore, you might say it's like the 8th day, it's the Yom HaShmini, but in other ways, it's considered different, and each of those letters stands for something else. So the Kuf of Pazar Kashav is Karban B'fnei Atzmo. karban b'fneyatzim. In other words, it's not, you would expect, therefore, if you were to follow the sequence, so you had seven parim on the seventh day of Sukkot, and then we had the two elam and the 14 kvasim, so you would say, so now we should have six parim. But now what happens is it goes to a whole new number, and that's one par, and one ayil, and seven kvasim, and so no sisa l'chata. So that's karban b'fneyatzim. Okay, now for our topic of our shir. Okay, this is all just, you know, warming up. Now halacha lav. Having talked about the musafin of Sukkis, Shmini Atzeres, now the Ram gets into the halacha of nisach hamayim. Zok the Rambam halacha lav. Kol shivas yemei hachag, for all 7 days of Sukkis, mnaschin as hamayim al gabei hamizbeach. We have nisach hamayim. Says the Rambam, "V'davar zeh halacha leMoshe miSinai." So the Rambam is giving us the makor as halacha leMoshe miSinai, which is not as pasha as it sounds. Although you have to know, halacha leMoshe miSinai. This is a maimer of Rabbi Yochanan that's quoted a few times in Shas. It's mentioned in Sukkah a couple of times, together with some other things that halacha leMoshe miSinai. For example, arava. Also good to know about Sukkot. Arava. There's a din of Arava of the Migdash for Shiva, right? And we have a Zecher in some way, Minig Nevi'im, so the Vi'im on Hoshana Rabbah to take it. But they just used to take an Arava all 7 days, just as they took a Lulav, the Migdash Kol Shiva. Our taking a Lulav for all the rest of the days of Sukkot, with the exception of Shabbos, that's a Zecher, the Migdash, Yochem Ben Zakkai with Metakin after the Churban, Zecher the Migdash to take a Lulav for the rest of the days. Midoraisa, of course. By us, the mitzvah is only the Yom HaRishon. That's as far as Lulav. But besides the mitzvah of Kol Zayin to take a Dalet Dalet Minim in the Mikdash based on Usmachtem, Lefnei Hashem, Mekelem Shivas Yom, that's Mefurish in the Pasuk, there's also a mitzvah's Arava, the Mikdash. That was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So that is mentioned in a member of Yochanan, Arava and Esed Etios, which is an Indian connecting to Shemitah, and Nisach HaMayim. This is, for example, here you have it quoted in Daf Lamed Dalet in Sukkah. It's few different places. Amr of Asya of Yochanan, Arava v'nisach hamayim, Esenetios, Arava v'nisach hamayim, halacha Moshe Misina. So that's what the Rambam is paskening. Nisach hamayim, the makor is halacha Moshe Misina. There's no basis in Toshe B'chsav to teach us the din of nisach hamayim. And what did the Rambam say? That nisach hamayim was done kol shivas yimei hachag. Let's just pause for a second, just maybe flesh out a little bit. Let me read a little bit the Rashi in on Sukkah Lamedan. Looking at it right now, Nisach Hamayim says Rashi, "L'tamidim Shoshachar." Rambam is going to say this in a minute as well, right? That was done by Tamid Shoshachar. If you have a Sukkah, you can see it inside. "L'tamidim Shoshachar Shivas Yemei Achag." So that conforms what we see in the Rambam. Shivas Yemei Achag. They did Nisach HaMayim. What's Shivas Yemei Achag mean? Meaning from what day? From the first day of Sukkot until what day?
Seventh.
No, Shmini Atzeres, there was no Nisach HaMayim. When did it start? The first day Sukkot. When did it end? The last day Sukkot. Kedamina Lekaman, Rashi quotes, Kedamina Lekaman, Beperkula Varava. So we're going to see that in a minute. Bahasa Mefaresh, Ketzad Menaschin. I'm going to read the Rashi. First line that gets wide now. Bein mayim, bein yayim. Now the Rashi continues. I want you to hear carefully the language of Rashi. It's going to help us as we begin to ponder the nature of the chiyuv of nisach hamayim. What kind of a chiyuv is it? Lashon Rashi here in Sukkah. The kol karbanos, kol yamos hashana, all karbanos the rest of the year, ein nischehem elayayim. Their nesachim, karbanos have nesachim. A karban tzibur has nesachim, a karban yachid brings nesachim. There's a parasha called nesachim. You look in Parasha Shlach, that's the first place that's mentioned, maybe a little bit, maybe mentioned in Tetzaveh with karban tamid, could be. But meanwhile, the ikachiv nesachim, the parashas nesachim for karbanos in general, is in Parasha Shlach. Lamaisa, we know this. Karbanos need nesachim. Par has its nesachim. There's nesachim that we call the mincha, and there's also the nesachim of yayin. Now, Rashi says, kol karbanos kol yimas hashana ein niskeim ela yayin. Not mayim, yayin. Chutz min achag, V'tamid shoshacha shetzarech shnei nisuchim. I want you to be medayik, like being a lamdan here. Be medayik in the Rashi. How does Rashi understand the yisod of nisuch hamayim? What kind of a chova is it?
It's
a chova that's connected to what? What's mechayiv than the nisuchim?
The carbon.
Why am I saying this? Because it's not pashut. You know, is it a chovas hakarban or is it a chovas hayom? And nafkaminas will come out of this. Rashi, as he's teaching Yisach HaMayim, he says, Ko karbanos enis keim el yayin chutz min achag b'tamid shoshachar shetzorach shnei nisuchim. The tamid shoshachar, it sounds like it's a chovas carbon, and it has to be more specific. Which carbon? Because it was done at tamid shoshachar, it's a chova of tamid shoshachar. It's during the rest of the year, tamid shoshachar is mechayev nisachim of yayin. Leaving at the mincha. Let's talk about the yayina, the liquid nisachim. And on Sukkis, the carbon, tamid shoshachar, of Sukkis is mechayev, it's sarach shnei nisuchim. Okay. Rashi says that it's based on the Mishnah later in Paragul of Arava, so let's just take a peek there too before we continue back in the Rambam. So, again, we have this Meimah that's Halakha Moshe Misinai, but then we have the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Dalet of Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah is going to set out different mitzvahs connected to Sukkot and the days that they would be Noheh. And it could depend on the calendar sometimes because of when Shabbos would fall out, so then it would be different from year to year. So the Mishnah introduces it, and then the later Mishnayos elaborate on each phrase that's mentioned in this Mishnah. And some of you learned this at one point, at least Mishnayos-wise. So the Mishnah says, Perek Dalet of Sukkah, Lulav va'arava shisha v'shiva. What does that mean? There's a mitzvah lulav v'migdash. There's a mitzvah arava v'migdash. Shisha v'shiva means sometimes it would be 6 days of being applying, and sometimes it would be 7 days. And what that ends up meaning, as the Mishnah goes on to explain after going through all these phrases, introductory phrases, depending on when Shabbos would fall out. If Shabbos would fall out on the first day of Sukkot, then Lulav would be taken, Kol Shiva. Then they would take it even on Shabbos. If Shabbos fell out on a different day of Sukkot, then there was a Gzeira, the reasons that they said not to take the Lulav. So then in that year, the Migdash, Lulav is only Noeg Shisha. That would be vis-a-vis Lulav. With regard to Arava, it would also depend on when Shabbos fell out, but not depending on the first day, but when? If the seventh day of Shana Rabba fell out on Shabbos, then Arava would be Docha Shabbos, and then they would have Arava Shiva. If Shabbos was a different day, not the seventh day, not a Shana Rabba, then it would only be taken Shisha. That's the first clause, Lulav Arava Shisha v'Shiva. Continues the Mishnah. Other dinim and how much they know, like Ha-Halel v'Asimcha, Shmona. Hallel is a mitzvah, to say Hallel, whole Hallel, and Simcha is a mitzvah, Simach b'chagecha, the mitzvah of Simcha. So that's Noeg Shmona. In other words, not just 7 days, but also Shmini Atzeres. Comes the next part of the Mishnah. Sukkah v'nisoch hamayim shiva. The mitzvah Sukkah, mitzvah yeshiva Sukkah, v'sukkah teshu shiva siyam, that's 7 days, and nisoch hamayim shiva. And then the Mishnah continues, Hachalil, Hamisha, Vishisha, and then the Mishnah begins to explain each of these phrases. And it's really the Mishnayos that continue along in Sukkah that go back and elaborate on these various statements. Rashi comments, Niso Chamayim, that's our Inyan, the Tmidei Hachag, Tmidei Hachag meaning over the different, the Tmidim over the 7 days of Sukkah. So it's a Tamid every day, the Tmidei Hachag, Shachris, the Lo Arvis. Kedamina biyuma, that's the Gemara Daf Chavav Mebeis we mentioned earlier, that it was done by Tamid Shoshach. So that's in the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak. Now the Mishnayos that follow elaborate. So this Mishnah is going to talk about Lulav, Shiva, Ketzad, and so on. And then it goes into the next Mishnah and talks about Mitzvah Sarava, Ketzad, because not just the Shisha v'Shiva, but also when, what is it all about? So that's the Mishnah Daf Memhei. You continue along in Sukkah, you get to the next Mishnah, on Daf Memches, Hahalva Simcha Shmona, Ketzad. Again, it's the Mishnah stated the din, and then it's explaining it. The next Mishnah on the same Amud, Sukkah Shiva, Ketzad. Further on the same Amud, Memches Med Aleph, is where you'll find everything you want to know. Everything, but a lot about what you want to know, but Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim, Ketzad. Okay. Slochis Yozah, okay, Slochis Yozah, Machzekis Shol Shalugin, Hatamach, Hayimimali, Menashi Loach, and then how they did the drawing of the water, and then what we're going to soon see in the Rambam, that's taken from the Sugi here in Sukkah Memches, and described in the Mishnah. Now, in this Mishnah, on Memches, on the days already, turn the page, so we're talking about Nisach HaMayim, how many days?
Seven.
Shiva. There is a dissenting view. At least here in Sukkah. We'll see there's maybe other descending views that's mentioned in Tainus. But for now, Rav Yehuda Omer, so first of all, it said there were how many Lugin? Three Lugin. And how do you know three Lugin? That has to do with the connection to how many Lugin you had for Yai. Because we know that a Keves was the Yayin was for Tamid was what? How much of a Hin? No, we all know. It was a Chatzia Hin for a Par. Shlishi Sahin were an ayel, and how much for a Revi'ah Sahin? How many Lugin is a Revi'ah Sahin? There were 12 Lugin in a Hin. How many Lugin? Three Lugin. So that obviously is the Limud for the amount of water for Nisach HaMayim was Shlosha Lugin. Clear, everybody? But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda, there's going to be 2 points. This is from the Mishnah here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Belug. So far he's arguing on the amount of Mayim. The Lug HaYamenasech continues of Yehuda, Kol Shmona. Again, the Lug HaYamenasech Kol Shmona, Zakt Rashi, Memches on the days, Rav Yehuda B'tarti Pligi. So Rav Yehuda argues on two things. Number one, Ashlosha Lugin Kai. So he says, no, not Ashlosha Lugin, but Lug. The Ashiva did come at Tanakama. And on that which Tanakama said Shiva, Rav Yehuda says they did Nisach HaMayim even on Shmini Atzeres. But also Rav Yehuda Omer Shmini Menasche. Okay. Now, again, I'm doing this because it will help us get the fuller picture. So we have here another opinion, which obviously we don't follow. There are other opinions of Tanayim. This we could like to say to see what we have in Tainus, the beginning of Tainus. So we have a mission in Tainus. Again, Mistami, we'll learn it at some point. Shnais. Ne'emasei maskirin gvuas gishamim. When do you start saying Mashiv Haruach? So Rabbi Lezer says, in the Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag. When do you start? The first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Miyom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag. Right, that's more familiar to us from, in other words, from Shmini Atzeres. That's called Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag. Shmini Atzeres. And then there's a debate, they talk to each other in the Mishnah, the Seder. But this is Rabbi Lezer. That the Yimaskim Mashiv Ruach from the first day of Sukkot. The Gemara on the days. Gets into Nisach HaMayim. How does Nisach HaMayim come into the Mishnah in Tainus discussing Mashiv HaRuach? For a couple of reasons. First of all, some of this you may have in some of the sheets I gave you, I don't remember anymore. Maybe I'll do it this way. I'm going to do the bottom part of Beis on the Beis to give it out first, and then maybe bring you back to Beis on the Beis earlier on the Amud. So we mentioned so far, we had one opinion that disagreed with the Stam of the Masnisin and Sukkah that was Kol Shiva. That was of Yehuda, and Beseru said it was all 8 days. Rabbi Yehuda, who was it? Rabbi Yehuda, what did I say it was?
On.
Rabbi Yehuda, forget it, what was it? Rabbi Beseru? No, Rabbi Yehuda, sorry. Rabbi Beseru is going to be something else. Rabbi Yehuda, sorry. I think Rabbi Yehuda says Kol Shmo. Now we're going to find Rabbi Beseru. So the Gemara and Bradam based on the Beis and Tainus as follows. When are you maskir Mashiv HaRuach? Rabbi Lezer says from the first day Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua said from Shmini Atzeres. Those are the two opinions in the Mishnah. The Gemara brings here another opinion. Rav Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, B'sheni b'chag hu maskir. You start saying Mashiv HaRuach on the second day of Sukkot. That's Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. So the Gemara asks, my time at Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Why does he say this? Desanya, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Nemar b'sheni v'niskehem, v'nemar b'shishi unesacheha, v'nemar b'shvi kimishpatam. There are three anomalies in the Lishonos that are describing the Musafin of the 7 days of Sukkot, things that are unusual in the wording. And it starts on Yom Sheni. So again, you may have it, some of it in front of you, I don't remember what you have, what you don't have, but okay. The Torah writes, going through the 7 days of Sukkot, what you bring, of course, each day, and we know that what it is, 13 parim on the first day, and they go down by one, and everything else is two elim, 14 kfasim, and a soyer, that's the same. But what's unusual is these three things. Vayom hasheni, so at the end, the last word, instead of saying min chasavin is ka, which is what you have, for example, on the first day, and on the third day, and so on, you have umin chasav v'niskehem. I don't want to look too carefully yet at this word and what it means, because that's going to also take us to some pause to figure out exactly pashup shot in the pasuk. But let's just say the word, see the word, I've heard the word many times, umin chasav v'niskehem, okay? No, why is it when I've niska? So that gives us a mem. I guess the yud had to come in there anyway if you have niskehem. So the plural, you put the yud, and that doesn't give us anything to darshan from the yud. So it's the mem that really is extra, right? That's a mem. That's on the second day. On the sixth day, instead of saying milvad alasa tamid min chasa v'niska, it says unisachecha. So there you have the yud that stands out. That's a yud. And then on the seventh day, there's a letter mem that stands out because it says, instead of kamishpat, it says what? Kamishpatam. Nope. So now, if you have those three letters that are unusual, that are deviations, you get a remez to mayim. Hare mem yud mem. Hare kan may. Mikan remez. Interesting. Remez. Unisacha mayim in haTorah. So, therefore, so now why does he hold that Nisach HaMayim starts on the second day? And we'll explain. So, Maishna B'Sheni Dinakat, Dechi Ramisi, Luhu Bekra B'Sheni Hud Ramisi, Hilka B'Sheni Mad Karina. So, where does the Remez Mem Yunem start? A Yom Sheni. So, that's where Nisach HaMayim, the Torah's Meram is Nisach HaMayim. It begins a Yom Sheni. So, therefore, you start doing Nisach HaMayim Yom Sheni. Oh, so now we have a third opinion. We have Yehuda, Koshmona, we had the Shita of Koshiva, and then we have with the Remes and Mem Yud Mem to start on Yom Sheni. Yeah?
I'm not sure how some other things work in the Torah, but if there's no default case in the first day, then how can you make a drasha? How can you find a Remes based on an anomaly on the first day? It's not an anomaly.
There's no anomaly the first.
No. That's what I'm saying. You can't.
No, but you see, the majority of the days don't have any of these changes. Each one of these changes is the fringe. In other words, every day except for Yom Sheni, it says v'niskana v'niskehem. So therefore, there's something that calls out for a drasha.
So even if it was the first day, it would call for a drasha.
Yeah, because it's different than the rest. Correct. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. Rabbi Akiva Omer b'shishi b'chag humaski. So you say So it comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you start saying Mashiv HaRuach on the second day, because that's the remez in Nisach HaMayim that begins on the second day. And l'chora that would mean that the Nisach HaMayim starts on the second day, right? Rabbi Akiva omer b'shishi b'chag hu maskir. You start saying Mashiv HaRuach on day six. Why? Shenema b'shishi unisachecha. So Rabbi Kiva looks at a different remez to get to Nisach HaMayim. Not the mem yud mem, but the very word unisachecha, as opposed to viniska, speaks to two nisuchin, not just one. So what does that mean? Yayin plus mayim. And therefore, if it corresponds to Yom Shishi, that the Torah is Meramis Nisach HaMayim, then the Azkara would be on Yom Shishi, and presumably that means Nisach HaMayim would begin on Yom Shishi. The Gemara is talking here about the Azkara, Masha Baruch. But Umaisa, we have a remez of Nisach HaMayim from Unisachecha. No, stop here for a second. If I ask you in terms of our hakira before, chovas karban, chovas hayom. So from the memory of mem, hard to know. Just throwing out the word, the code of mayim. Rabbi Akiva's drasha, unesachecha, shnei nesuchin. What is that point? In what direction? What is it? Chovas hayom or chovas karban? We're lumping together. Unesachecha. Karban. One is the other. You know, the nesachim, the plural, the nesachim, not just, yeah, that was the mashmos we have in the Rashi, Sukkah Lamed Daled. That certainly makes sense within the drasha of unesachim hashnei nesuchim. Back in the Gemara. Yes.
How could Rabbi Akiva is not saying that it's only on the sixth day?
Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara is talking about the askara. I'm assuming, maybe I'm mistaken. For now, I'm assuming that this would mean, I should check it to be for sure, but I'm assuming, kemedumali, that would also mean that Nisach HaMayim itself would only be from the sixth day.
So how can it be Korban? There would be a Korban on all days of the Sukkah.
No, Korban, I mean, the Chovas Korban of this day is not just to have a Nisach of Yayin, also Nisach of Mayim. We'll see the Nafka Minas in a minute. We can mention earlier in the Gemara Tainus. Yes.
So we're saying, since it starts on the sixth day, then it would only be going for like 2 days for six.
That's what I'm assuming. I should double check this, but that's what I'm assuming. That it must come about the Askara of Masha Baruch. The pastor should also follow from that the actual Nisach HaMayim was on those days.
And also for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, are we going to say that he's against the Mishnah in Sukkah, which says that's for 7 days?
That's, he's Mefurish in the Mishnah, next Mishnah. Directly to be chovas. The Mishnah has originally Shiva. Then a couple of Mishnahs later, it gives you his opinion. He says, "I want to argue on two things. You said three lugin, no, one lug. You said Shiva. I'm telling you, it's Shmona." I mean, it's in the Mishnah itself quotes. Oh, you mean Sarah? The one that says Shani, yeah. If you're starting Nisuch on the second day, then it would be different. No. It's interesting. What would that mean? What about the Shmini Atzeres? Does he hold that? So that comes up in the Gemara right now, what you're maybe bringing up. Let me read you from the Gemara. The Gemara says, so that's Rashi of Yakiva. So you start an essay on the sixth day. The Em says, Shnei Nisuchim, the Ema Tarvayu de Chamra. How do you know it's Nisach Mayim, Nisach, maybe both Yayin? Sabuah Kavyuta Ben Beseira, the Amar Mizi Maya. He holds like that the Rem is a Mem Yud Mem. So therefore, we know that the second Nisuch is going to be of Mayim, and Mayim, so you start on the sixth day. Isabu Kavim and Seira, Nema Kavaseh, then let him say that he should mask you on the Sheni, not on Yom Shishi. He says, Kasav Rabbi Kiva, Kiksev Nisuch Yisera B'Shishi Udichsev. Now, the Gemara says, I'm coming to you in a second, Yair. Another drasha. Tanya Rab Nasan Omer Bakodesh Hasech Nesech Shechel Hashem. We know that from the Parsha Satamid. Hasech Nesech. Bishnei Nisuch and Akasa Medaber. Echa Nisuch Hamayim Vech Nisuch Hayayim. So again, Hasech Nesech, two Nisuchim. Again, sounds like they go together. Ema Tavaya de Chamra? Maybe both Chamra? No, King Richard of Krah. Oh, Hasech Hasech or Nesech Nesech. My Hasech Hasech Nesech, Shamina, Chadamai Chadah Chamra. So here is, so Chayra, here from this line of Gemara is mamish what I was saying. Now, I'm assuming that this machlokes of the maskir is totally also in when you did Nisach HaMayim. Why did I say that? Because the next line of Gemara. Yeah. In fact, the Gemara, Ella, Gimel Amud Aleph and Tainis, Ella, Chaditnan, this that we have in Mishnah in Sukkah, the beginning of the fourth parak, Nisach HaMayim Kozayin, Mani, who does it follow? Who does this Mishnah follow? E Rabbi Yeshua. Neima Chad Yoma. I Rabbi Akiva Tre Yomi. I Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Shita Yomi. So here you see this Gemara. The Gemara is now linking the rationale when you're maskir based on the drushes and which Ramazim you're using, and playing that out into when you do Nisach HaMayim. So Gemara is asking, the Mishnah says Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva. Who is it follow? So, for example, again, I Rabbi Akiva, I Rabbi Yeshua, name Achad Yom. Rabbi Yeshua says you only start saying Mashiv Ruach when? Yom Achman Shulchan. So just do Nisach HaMayim on Shmiyat Tzeres. I Rabbi Akiva, he says you start being Maski Mashiv Ruach on 6 days based on Nisachecha, then it should betray you me. Nisach HaMayim should betray you me. And not, no more. Because Rashi says, the Rebbe comes from Nisachel, then she only started Nisachel on the sixth day. Irab Yudah Bebeseira, what was his remez? Mem Yud Mem. Shita Yom. Why should go from day two until through day seven, but not Shiva? So Gemara tries to wiggle out of this and says, I'll tell you how it works. Maybe it goes like Rabbi Yehuda Bebeseira. He says the remez is Mem Yud Mem. But he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that none Rabbi Yehuda omer belogayim nasech koshmona. Umapik rishon umayoshmini. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says, you did it for 8 days, from day one to Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't start till where the remez begins, but you end where Rabbi Yehuda ended. So that's how it works out. The Shiva is not one day one through day seven. The Shiva is day two through day eight. So that could be maybe the pshat in why it says Shiva. The Gemara says, no, I don't agree with that. Why? Why is Rishon excluded? Right? Why do you want to say that you're not going to start on Yom Rishon? Because the Remez didn't start yet. Because the Remez started with the Mem of in his KM of Yom Sheni. Nu Shmini Nami, Kiramizi Mai Beshviu Dermizi. The remiz is over. You can't have it, you know, one way, not the other. If you're not counting day one, you can't count day eight. So therefore, that answer is also not plausible. So it's, what? Because Kimishpatam is the end of the remiz. So if you're not counting day one as far as Nisach HaMayim, because the remiz started on Yom Sheni with the Niskehem, that's the Mem of Mayim. So where did the remez end? On Yom Kimishpatam Yom Shvi. So then you can't continue Yom Shmini. So you can't justify the Mishnah's saying Shvi because it's starting at Yom Sheni and going through Yom Shmini. Because you have to end it at Shvi then. Then it's only going to be 6 days Nisach HaMayim. So we're back to our Kasha. So the Mishnah that says 7 days Nisach HaMayim, who's it go like?
We mentioned this for a moment. I just want to clarify. Niskehem is on day two. The extra yud, we're not.
No, no. That's what I was telling you, the kids before.
No.
Because here, once you have to say plural of niskehem, so the yud comes in to make a plural. So that doesn't add anything.
Why is niskehem not plural also?
Meaning they're both. Unisachecha. It didn't have to write unisachecha. It could have said niskar. It means the same thing.
But so it has to write plural in the second day.
By making it the Niskehem, so then it puts the yud as part of the that just goes together with it. But it's the mem that's accentuated. I mean, otherwise, what are you going to get? I mean, you're not going to gain anything with it. Mem, yud, yud, mem.
No, I hear. I'm just wondering why.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I don't know exactly what I'm saying is the answer. But obviously, the yud doesn't count. It's the mem. But anyway, that's the one. So back to our question. So we have a Mishnah that says Kol Shiva. We don't know who's the author. Zakti Gemara. It's going back. So who's going to be Mechavin? We had another Makkah for Nisach HaMayim. Before we even got started, we were in Tainus. We got you all confused with Tainus. What did we see? We saw Memer Rabbi Yochanan. We saw the Rambam. Says the Gemara. That's who it goes like. Ella, Rabbi Yeshua. Let's go back to Rabbi Yeshua. So as far as being Maskir Mashiv Baruach, it starts on Yom Shmini. Yom Tevach. But the Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva Hilcha Sagimirila. The Halacha is the Makkah for Nisach HaMayim. And the halacha was, Moshe Mesinai, 7 days, Nisach HaMayim, that's it. The Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan, this is another citation of that statement, Esen Etios Arava, Nisach HaMayim, Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So, we have here is seemingly arranged the Makoros for Nisach HaMayim. The opinion that Rambam embraces, Halacha Mishmi Sinai, that's for the Gemara, the basis for the Tana that says Kol Shiva. There are Ramazim out there. If you take those Ramazim and really run with them, then you end up with possibilities that the Nisach HaMayim is not going to be seven, but it will be other numbers. You also have Rav Yehuda ben Maseira, who has his sheet of eight. We have to know where that comes from. Is it a different Halacha Mishmi Sinai that he had? It's also not clear. But Umay said this is in terms of the Makoros. But within those Makoros, we began to medayik, because we're thinking about this Chakira out there. We haven't yet seen anything about it. But just in terms of our own minds, that some of these Makoros would lend themselves more clearly to see it as a Chovas Karban. The other ones, it's hard to know. And we've seen so far several drushes. And of course, Halacha Mishmi Sinai. Lamaisa, even if we say Halacha Mishmi Sinai, does that mean we totally ignore these Ramazim? Or we don't give them as much weight in terms of being a mocker? In other words, Lamaisa, they're nice Ramazim, aren't they? And maybe we could even use them to some extent. Maybe, after all, how do we know three Lugin for Nisach HaMayim? Might be Halacha Mishmi Sinai, but maybe there's something that we can see in the fact that the Torah compares it in some way to the Yayin, and the Yayin with three Lugin. So Lamaisa, the Rambam himself, the Maramakam I'm giving you, on the Mishnah in the fourth parak in Sukkah of Nisach HaMayim Ketzad, that Mishnah that we had on Daf Memches, Nisach HaMayim Ketzad, it's a Pirush of Mishnayis of the Rambam, says, Nisach HaMayim B'chag, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, V'yesh Lo Rimazim Nistarim B'Torah. Yerosh the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Yeshua Ramazim Nistarim. Different Ramazim Nistarim B'Torah. And the Osam She'enam Ma'aminim B'Torah Shebal Peh, Enam Ma'aminim B'Nisach HaMayim. That's why you had that Maisa with the Tzeduki, and that spilled it on his feet, and he got stoned, because he didn't believe in Nisach HaMayim. Okay. Yeah.
Rabbi was suggesting that's surprising that Rambam would.
No, not surprising. I'm just saying it's interesting. Rambam calls it. Oh. He acknowledges that there's something to it. He calls it Ramazim Nistar.
Well, what about Etro? I mean, we have the same thing about the three Ramazim in the Torah. About
no, he wouldn't call the Russian Remez over there. Ramazim Nistar is a different type of a language. You know, it's not the Rambam's original. It's a translation to Arabic. But either way, it's something interesting. Ramazim Nistar. If I'm not mistaken, you have to look there in Shoresh. Maybe Shoresh Rishon, when the Shoresh Rishon, Shoresh Sheni, maybe Shoresh Rishon, the Nosei Keilim of Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam has 14 Shevashim. So there's some question there. Binigeya, Halacha Mishmi Sinai, maybe, I forget if it's one, Shoresh Rishon or Sheni. I mean, it could be either one, but because the discussions overlap a little bit. The Raisis, the Rabbanah, the status of the Raisis, but the Marganisa Tava is one Perush, and the Megillas Esther is another. They seem to be discussing, I remember once seeing, what exactly is Nisach HaMayim? Is it purely Halacha Moshmi Sinai? Is there element of Torah Shebachsav here because of the Remez? How much weight do we give to assign the Remez? Could be Talim Machokas Tanayim. You know, there's also a Tosus Amoy Katan, if I'm not mistaken, that calls it Nasmachta. Again, what that means exactly, I'm not sure. But Umaisa, there are these Gemaras that give us these Remazim. And again, we use these Remazim to some extent. But the Rambam carries the day with Halacha L'Moshmi Sinai, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. But again, even if it's Halacha L'Moshmi Sinai, what is the yesod of this mitzvah? Is it a Chovas Karban? Is it a Chovas Hayom? So before I continue the Rambam, I want to read you another Gemara in Tainus and Beis on the Beis. I told you I'd get back to it. Which Chora would be very much tied into this Chakira. Is it a Chovas Karban or is it a Chovas Hayom? Who was going to ask a question? Menachem, yeah.
He's not to clarify. For Rabbi Lezer, he's not shy for the discussion because he doesn't find the source from the Remez and yourself.
Rabbi Lezer, who says that the Haskara of Masha Baruch is from Yom Rishon,
right.
We're going to get to it right now. We're going to get to something about that right now. Does he have any connection to Nisach HaMayim? I mean, that's not Mishnah Gemara I'm about to read you. Earlier in Beis on the Beis, on the Amud, Rabbi Lezer said the following. You start saying Masha Baruch, quote, Niyom Tov Ha Rishon Shel Chag. Now that's a little bit ambiguous. Why? Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag starts when? What's the first Shmoneh Esrei of Sukkot? Arvis. And then you have Shachris. So does it mean that you start saying Mashabruach Leil Sukkis, Leil Tesvav Tishrei, or only in the daytime? That's a suffix in the Gemara, and the Gemara plays out what the study of suffix are. So here's a Gemara earlier on Beis Amid Beis in Tainus. Lashana Gemara. Rav Leza Omem Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. This I think you do have in your sheets, could be. I believe I gave that to you. Ibayiluhu. Some one of the sheets, I don't remember where, when, what. Rav Elezer Mehecha Gamerla. Where's Rav Elezer learn it from? Milulav Gamerla or Minisach HaMayim Gamerla? Is he learning from Lulav or from Nisach HaMayim? What does that mean? I mean, learning from Lulav. So the Rashi explains. Milulav Gamerla, Shedomer Lulav. Haskara Mashivaruach is has similarities to lulav. Why? Shekeshem she'i'ef shele'elu arbaminim b'log shamim. These arbaminim of sukkahs need rain. Uban l'ratzo salamayim k'damina b'sukkah. They, in some way, they all come l'ratzo salamayim, but we should have enough water. Kachi'ef shele'olam b'lo mayim. So there's a similarity from lulav to the haskara mashivaruach. And if so, what would follow? So the Gemara continues. Or Minisach HaMayim Gamala, which is, you know, obviously, in other words, Nisach HaMayim, Masha Baruch, you understand that there's a natural connection. So the Gemara says, if we learn Miluav Gamala, Ma Luluav Bayom, Afaskar Bayom. So if he learns from Luluav, Ma Luluav Shemaschila, and Rashi says, Lito Bayom Rishon, Afaskar Nami Bayom, Kolomar Enamaskirin Belego Yom Tavarishon Ad Lamachar. So we don't start to Shachris. You don't start till the day of the of Tesvav, not the night of Tesvav. Just like Lulav is taken by day. That's if he gets it from Lulav. Okay. We're not really going to this Gemara in terms of its depth, but just for the next line we need to know, for our Indian. O Dilma, Minisach HaMayim Gamala. The what? The Rav Elezer, it learns from Nisach HaMayim. Ma Nisach HaMayim Me'urta. Me'urta means from the night. Miurta from the night. What night are we talking about? Clear. Miurta is the night before. The night before. Nisach HaMayim Miurta. Af. Now here's a shaila with Rugorasi's next words. Rashi takes it out. The Amar Mar Minchasa Miniskeim Afil Balayla. They can even bring the Sachim at night. Even though Karbanos is not brought at night, and that Rashi says should not be part of the Gemara, because that is referring to halacha bringing Nisachim the night after the Karban. Rashi, or the Gemara just sort of comparing it, okay. Yes, yes. From the Ksiba, who Dama Mam Neschomes came up Belayla, Shem Akriv Ma Kabbalas Bayom Yachon Lavim Nachas Tanisachim Belayla. Afhai Nisachamayim Yachon Asich Belayla. Either way, the Gemara is bringing in the night idea, but for our Inyan, it's the night before for Maskara. This Inyan of Neschomes came Belayla Pashtus is not going on the night before, but Gemara mentions it anyway. If it's there in the Girsa, then it's mentioned. So therefore, Afaskar Meurta. What does it mean, Nisach? By Nisach HaMayim can be Me'urta. So Rashi says, the She'iva. K'da'ashkam Sachas Sukkah Shemimalin HaKri Mayim L'Nisach HaMayim Balayla. The She'iva, the drawing out was at night. But others learn that it means you can actually do Nisach HaMayim the night of the next day. Now, when are you supposed to do it ideally? You said the Gemara Yom HaChava, right? Together with what? Tamishu Shachar with the Yayin. But this Gemara will be saying that you can do Nisuch HaMayim Me'urta. And that's the Shah of the Gemara. And what says Tashma, who he learns it from Lulav and so on. Tosvos makes clear that the issue is Nisach itself could be done at night, by night. Tosa says, and I'm going to take it if you have it, Nisach HaMayim Sfirulei Delaba Yomish Nisach HaMayim Kogama De Sfirulei De Nisach HaMayim He says, he brings, the problem was with his drasha, the Gemara mentioned this, Menachasim came afil balayla, u'le'inin za'a hanidam mar, Menachasim came balayla, af, perish. Lashon Tosfos, perish. The af agav the nisuch karbonos, lo havi ad achar hakrovas karbonoseim, v'imkein heich krevi nisachim balayla, wrote Saloma balayla shniya, V'anisach hachag da'avi mimayim matzi l'mehevei b'layla rishona. Okay, so it's clear in Tosfos that we're saying in the Gemara is that you can do nisach hamayim the night before. The night before. The Tamei Shachar is brought the next morning, you're doing the nisach the night before. The afal gav da'aminam b'yum chavav, that the Gemara of Yochanan says, e menaschin el betamid shel shachar v'im ken l'havi b'layla rishona. Yeshlomah de'enu chayev l'naseich el betamid shel shachar mikol makom ibai avid lo b'leilia. If he wants to do it, he can do it at night. There's a whole tumult how to read these words of Tosfos. Tosfos mean l'chatchila, that means b'diavad. Ibai avid lo b'leilia. We'll see in a minute the Mishnah Lamelech assumes that Tosfos means l'chatchila. The Kuddesah just means b'diavad. But b'diavad for sure. The Gemara is saying here that you can do nisach hamayim the night before. No. If I tell you, Rabosai, you can do Nisach HaMayim the night before, what does that tell you about the nature of Nisach HaMayim? Chovas? Hayom? Now we have the building blocks to just have a conversation, okay? A little bit. Before we do it, though, let's go back at the Rambam because we'll see other Nafkaminas that will come out of the Rambam. So, again, we have this Chakira out there, and we're thinking about possible Nafkaminas, and one is the Gemara in Tainus. That seems to say Kedava Pasha that you can do Nisach HaMayim the night before. That sounds like Chovas Hayom. Let's go back to the Rambam, okay? We went a little detour back to the Rambam. Back to Halacha Vav from the beginning. Kol Shivas Yimei HaChag Menaschin Es HaMayim Agabim Mizbeach V'davazeh Halacha L'moshe Misina. Good. V'im Nisach HaYayin Shal Tamid Shal Shachar Hayim Menasech Hamayim levado, you would do Nisach Hamayim itself, together at the same time that you'd be pouring the Yayin, you'd be pouring the Mayim, it's from a different Kli. The Ram continues, Halacha Zayin, Vim Ira, it's all based on the Mishnayis there. Again, you can always go back to the Mishnayis and see where the Ram's getting it from. Vim Ira Hamayim Latoch Yayin, or Yayin Latoch Hamayim, Vinisach Shneim Mikli Echad, Yatsa. The Ram learns that the Mamishni mixed them together, you end up pouring them from one Kli together. Yatz, that's the Ram's interpretation of an Ira there. Now, listen to the next few lines of the Rambam. V'im higdim nisach hamayim lezevach. Afilu naschan balayla. Yatz, says the Rambam. If you did the nisach hamayim before the Karban, even if it was at night, if it's not, it's for sure before the Karban is by day. But even, it's a bigger chiddush, even at night. But if you did Nisach HaMayim before the Karban, Yatsa. Okay? So that's, right away, a bell is going off in her head, right? That sounds like Chovas Hayom. Ubekeren dromis marabis hayimenasech lemala mechatsi hamizbeach. And he goes on in more details. Ketzah hayo osin. Okay, there's a leave already. You can see the Mishnah, you see the Rambam. The Mishnah Lamelech. Take a look underneath. In higdim nisach hamayim lezevach afil nyaschan balayla, kavanas rabbeinu hi da afil higdim hanisach mealayla yatsa, v'din zeh mizba'er v'perikamet etaynes daf bay. See the Mishnah Melech, everybody? Da'amin aman nisach hamayim me'urta, v'ayin nisham betosvos, d'mashma d'svirolei da'af l'chatchila yachol nasach mealayla. Comes the Mishnah Lamelech and says that there's Yerushalmi here. There's a Yerushalmi. Ubi Yerushalmi, Pegulav HaRava, Halacha Ches, Shem Ben Lakish, Baye, Kumer of Yochanan. Shlakish asked the Shaila before Rabbi Yochanan. Hikdi, now we have a few nafkaminas, more than just what we're thinking right now. Right now, what nafkamina are we dealing with? You put it before the carbon, let's say at night, a yotze. Chobas hayom, yes. Chobas carbon, no. The Shaila was posed to Rabbi Yochanan. Hikdiman lezevach mahem. One Shaila. You did the nistachamayim before the carbon. What's the halacha? Shaila number two. Nischan balayla mahu. You did it at night. Similar type of Shaila, but not just by day earlier, you did it at night. Lo nasach hayom, maushi nasach l'machar. So you didn't do the nisach today, can you do it tomorrow? No, what do you say? If it's a chovas hayom, no, it's got to be that day. It's a chovas karban, maybe. This came, it could even be many days later. Didn't know the gedarm of that halacha, but maybe that would be okay. Amalei, the answer came, higdim on lezevach, kasha. Naschan balayla, kasha. Lo nisach hayom, lo yinasach hamachar, al shem, arba yom abatur karbanu. So the way that the three answers line up in the Yerushalmi is quoted here, what will you all be shouting here? Chovas what? Chovas hayom. So it can go before the carbon, but it can be the next day. Now, when we get to the fine print of the Yerushalmi, Rabbo say, we're going to see something very, very fascinating, because that was not quoted by the Mishnah Lamelech. He just quoted the question and the answer, but not the details of the answer. But I want to keep you in suspense a little bit, okay? But Lamaisa, we have here various nafkaminas. Number one, if it was before the Zevach or the night before, and what if you did it the day later? Okay, so we'll have to get back to this Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yosef, yeah? The Ari Shonim that weigh in on this very, very clearly. There's a Ritva, there's a Meiri, and I think I gave you some of them. And there's a Chakira of the Aruch HaNer, and he says, perhaps it might actually have to depend on the Mokar for Nisach HaMayim. So let me show you some of that, and then we'll come back to Yerushalmi. Fascinating Yerushalmi. Well, you do have some of these Makoras here. There's a Ritva in Yuma, Daf Chabdal. Sorry, Yoni, what's your question?
Is the third one really nafkamina between Yom and...
So that would chura depend on the nature of the halacha that you could bring your Nesachim even after Asara Yomim. It's not clear what Nesachim are being discussed here. Because there's Nesachim that you could bring with the carbon, there's Nesachim that you could bring as a separate in the Dhamma. But there is a din. There's a din that says that you can bring your... You could be faked. You could bring your carbon today and you could bring your Nesachim subsequent days. So if you take that halacha, clearly that means that if you look at Nisach HaMayim as Chovas carbon, Chovas, you should be able to bring it the next day. But if you look at it as Chovas HaYom, obviously not. So the only Rishon so far that maybe we teased from the Lashon of that Rishon that it's a Chovas carbon, what do we see? Where do we see that so far in the Rishon? In the Rashi. The Rashi Lamedal in the Sukkah. Because Rashi talked about all the rest of the year, it's one, the carbon is one Esach, and on Sukkot it's two. Sounds like Rashi sees it as a Chovas, the Chovas carbon. And we talked about the Yukim in the various Rashis and how that could perhaps indicate one or the other. Okay, there's a Ritva in Yuma Chavdalid and in Nun Amid Aleph. He says the same thing in both places on this issue. The Ritva Yuma Chavdalid is bringing a kasha, the Tosis Yishanim that you find on that page. The Gemara there says, when is a Zar Chayiv Misa? For certain Avodos, the Zar does it, he's Chayiv Misa. Lashon HaGemara, there is, then it's a whole Shaka V'tayi that follows it, but Rav said, quote, Arba Avodos Zar Chayiv Alein Misa. The four Avodos of Zar Chayiv Misa. What are the four Avodos? Listen, Zrika, the Aktara, V'nisach hamayim, v'nisach hayayim. Notice, Zrika, category one, Zrika. Category two, Zaras Chayev, Misa if, he does, quote, Haktara. Category three is Nisach hamayim. Category four, Nisach hayayim. Fractitosis Yishanim. And he's going to quote this, the Ritva is going to quote this Kasha. Fractitosis Yishanim on this statement of the Gemara. Nisach hayayim v'amayim, Tema. Maishna d'chashiv nisach yayin umayim trei v'haktar achad. Haktara is one category, Haktara. Nisuch is two categories, Nisuch HaMayim, Nisuch HaYayim. Adarabah, Havalei Lemechshav Haktara Trey, Shehu Al Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mizbeach HaKtores. You can have Haktara on the inner Mizbeach or the outer Mizbeach. We have Shnei Nisuchim, where do you do the Nisuch HaMayim, Nisuch HaMayim? Are two different Mizbeachos or the same Mizbeach? The same one. So why are you counting Haktara as one category, Nisuch as two? Count Haktara as two and Nisuch as one. And for Tosi Yeshanim, Yeshlomar, the cave under Ein Nisuch HaMayim, Pamachas B'Shanav, Nisuch HaYayin, Yom Yom, Machshu L'Tarati. Yeah, they don't overlap. Nisuch HaMayim is only Sukkis, and this is every day. So that's what the Tosfos Yeshanim discusses. The Ritva says, I'll tell you a very simple answer. The Hiksha B'Tosfos. Here you have the Ritva, everybody. See the sheet I have? Hiksha B'Tosfos. Maishna dahani chashiv b'chada v'yu nisach naim v'nisach hayayin chashiv tarti v'lo amin Hashem nisach echad hu v'tirtzu kim v'nisach hayayin nisach b'chol yom nisach hamayim resi pamachas lo boyim v'chshvilo b'chada od yesh lomar mishum de nisach hayayin hechsher ha zevach v'ilu nisach hamayim chovas hayom v'koy bapi nafsha. So that's why it's a separate category. One is chovas hazevach, one is chovas hayom. And the Ritva says the same thing in Sukkah, the Mitzayin on the bottom of the new Ritvas, Tehuk and Ritva and Sukkah. The whole Gemara is a little more complicated, the Gemara that he's referring to there, but just take a look, you'll see. He talks about that when you have a psalina, he says you could do it at night, you just can't, you're not knowing, it's not typically done at night, that's why you can have a psalina. But meanwhile, he says, the Gemara in Temur says that you can't bring Nesachim Balayla only if it's Nesachim that are being brought by themselves, not in Mazevach. V'ilu Nesach HaMayim Karv Mazevach. So how could I say that you can bring it at night, whatever night? Halo Tikshi, the Nesach HaMayim Eino Chashuv Bo Mazevach. Shechovas Hayom Hu V'lo Chovas HaZevach Klal. Shechzevach Shol Tomit Ben Nesachim Shol Yayin Hu Nechshah Kmo B'Shay Yomim. Ella! Sheyesh chovas hayom gam ken lasas yisach hamayim. Can't get more mefurish than that. The chovas hatamid is nesachim of yayim. The nesachim of mayim is its own chovas hayom. Again, we're not getting to all the details, the context here. The ma'aseh, the halacha is clear. It comes out according to the Ritva. It should be coming obvious that we're based on the two shalos that we're posting the Yerushalmi. That the maskani is what the Yerushalmi seems to say, which is that you can bring it. You can bring it before the carbon. You can bring it at night, but you can't bring it the next day, right? However, Rashi's diuk was the other direction, right? There's also Meiri here. There's a Me'iri in the beginning of Tainus. I think I gave that to you also. Tzarech she'teda, says the Me'iri, she'nisach ha'mayim ein ela b'yom, ki'inyin lulav. And therefore we have a problem with the Gers in the Gemara, that we read in the Gemara that you can do Nisach at night. So he says, what kind of Nisach are we talking about at night? Nisach zeh she'uba b'layla hu Nisach hayayin. And what type of Nisachim can you bring at night? Not in Sachim that come with the carbon, but there's one case in the Sachim that you could bring at night. Which one? Sachim haboim machmas atzman, and shalom machmas zevach. Someone wants to donate wine, you can do it. And you can nasa gam mizbeach at night. That's a unique avoda. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara never said, according to me, there's no Gemara, according to the Meiri, that says he can do nisach hamayim at night. The Gemara is saying there is a nisach of some kind, not the nisach of Yayin that comes with the carbon, but this idea of donating wine. Misnadvin Yayin. Val Elu Amru, that's what we say, Nechasim in this came, I feel Balaila, says the Meiri in the middle of the selection I gave you. Abu Nisach HaMayim Eino Balaila. And why? Why can't it be that you can bring Nisach Balaila? Why can't it be Nisach Balaila? Any Laila. Why not? Shari Nesachim Haboim Machmas Zevachim. And the Gemara in Temura, I don't have time to look at it. The Gemara in Temura says that Boim Machmas Zevach cannot be brought at night, only by day. So if you view Nisach HaMayim as Boim Machmas Zevach, then of course you couldn't bring it at night. and I ask you, can you bring it before the, let's say it's by day, can you bring it before the Zevach? Also certainly not. Me'iri is going to go in the other direction, opposite the Ritva. Sachem ba'ma Zevach, en zmanem al bayom, v'ra'od, and so on. Okay. The Bosai, now comes the fascinating, before that. Go look to Aruch HaNer. I have in the other page, I gave you Aruch HaNer. Aruch HaNer is Chakira, yeah? Then we'll go to the Yerushalmi. Aruch HaNer. Sach the Sukkah, Daf Nun. Again, you know where to look. That's the Sugya, right? Sugya start here, Memches, and continue there at the end of the fourth parak. Hine nistapakti, v'hach nisuch demayim b'chag. What is the gather of nisuch hamayim? Idino kinesachem aboyim hazevach, or kinesachem aboyim bifnei atzman. What's the yesod of nisuch hamayim? Is it like boyim hazevach, or is it like nisuchem they're independent? V'nafke mina, says as follows, im engel tamid lahakriv. So, what's the point? If it's only Machmas Zevach, you can't bring a Nisach HaMayim without a Tamid. Shigam Mayim Mo Yinasech, Mo Shigam Yayim Mo Yinasech, Bugo Karban. O Neima, Shinisach HaMayim Hu Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. He doesn't call Chobas Hayom, but he says it's not a Chobas Karban, it's a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. U Menasech Gam Im Engo Tamid Vahakriv. That's his Chakira. He also has this in his Shut Binyan Sion as well. This is in the Aruch HaNer. V'yinei Mimada Amina Biyum HaChavav. The menaschon tamishol shachar that you do it with the tamishol shachar ein raya sheshayach l'tamid. Sounds like you're going to do it with the tamid. The efshe shezeh yizmano kedei menaschon im hayayin. You menaschek the mayim at the same time with the yayin, so you do it with at the tamishol shachar. Kedei that as it says in the mission, they should go. They should both end up below at the same time. I don't know from that if you don't have the yayin of the tamid, you shouldn't do the mayim. Shuvra isi shalachora, chora says that totally the proof that the tanai betainus beginning of tainus dav gimel. The Rabbi Akiva the svirulei that he says where do we learn now nisach hamayim nu? Where does Rabbi Akiva get it from? From what? Unisachha minishnei nisuchim akasim edaber shayach l'tamid. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what would it be, a chovas? Carbon, without a carbon, without a tamid, without nisayayin, you can't bring nisayayim. That's according to Rabbi Akiva's drasha. The chen l'das of nasin, the yal of Rabbi Nasin's drasha. The yal of nisayayim from hasech nesech, tisay gabi tamid, ksiv. So Viter, what would you say? Chovas? Carbon. Good. Achim Ladas, Mem Yud Mem Beseira, Diyalef, Mem Yud Mem. Oh, Mem Yud Mem. Torah sprung out three letters, Mem Yud Mem. Didn't directly tie it to Nisach Hayayin. V'chein Rabbi Yeshua, Diyav Nisach Hamayim, from what? Halacha Mosh Misinai. Oh, Shavi Yishlomar, Shul Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo. V'lo Shach Gabi Tamid. Oh, the Gemara works out that the Mishnah says Kosayin with Rabbi Yeshua. So then it should come out that it should not have to do with the Chovas Karban. It should be totally in the Makoros. The Kemer Danan Paskin and Rabbi Yeshua. Kinemurcha Misugi Dahasam. How do I know we hold Rabbi Yeshua? We have the Gemara. We know what he's saying. Mid the Paskinan, we hold Nisach Hamayim called Shiva, right? Im Ken Shabi Yishlomar, the Nisach Hamayim Locha Shiv Nisach in Aboyim in Mazebach. So what is Aruch HaNer coming up with? He says, Gochora, it depends on the drushes. Shubraisi, she came that's a ritva, beautiful. It first says, Mesha Hisigal Harav of Bezdin, the cousin of Samayim, Inuchashav Mezevach, Shechova Sayom, Uchav Mezevach. Rabbo say, now we're coming to a very, very disconcerting Yerushalmi. We saw Yerushalmi quoted by the Mishnah Melech, but he didn't quote the whole Yerushalmi. The question was posed by Yishkakish Rav Yochanan. Shaila number one. If you did it, if you what? Higdim on Mezevach. He did the Nisach Mayim before the Zevach. Shaila number two, Nischan Balayla. Shaila number three, if you didn't do it today, can you do it tomorrow? The response was, on each of those questions, you do it before the Zevach, kosher. You do it at night, kosher. Do it tomorrow, no good. That was quoted by Mishnah Lamelech. In other words, it lines up. What does that mean? Chovas, Chovas Hayom. Rabosei, take a closer look at the Yerushalmi. You have it right here, right? Shin bin Lakish, Bayi Kam Rav Yochanan, Kimo Zevach Mahu, Nisham Belayla Mahu, Mahein, Lo Nisach Hayom, Mahu Nisham Macha. Amalei Nishmi'inei Min Hada. We're going to be posting it from the following. The Amar Rav Ila B'Shem Rav Yossi. unesachecha. Echad nischei mayim. The echad nischei mayim. Echad nischei mayim. Echad nischei yayim. Unesachecha. Who's Rasha? Rabbi Akiva. Ah, hada amra. If you didn't have the next few words of Yishami, you say, what does that show me? What should it show you? It should tell me, Higdidin lezevach, what would you think? It's unisachecha. Shnei nesuchim. It's compared to yayin. It's a chovas karban. Therefore, the Higdidin lezevach should be what? Pasul. What does he say? Higdidin lezevach? Kasha. We would say, based on this drasha, Higdidin nischan balayla should be pasul. This is kasha. Unisachayom, I would think, you could do tomorrow. Mamash Ibcham Estavra. And he's quoting what? He's quoting the drasha unisachecha, and he's being poshaded in the opposite direction. What's going on? Priya Tzuma. Understand, Mishnah Melch didn't give us full disclosure. He gave us Yerushalmi. Everything was beautiful until suddenly you read the Yerushalmi. He says, Mamish, he's using the drasha that would seem to point in the direction of Chovas Karban. And then it should come out that you can do it before the carbon. You can do it at night. And you could do it the next day. And he comes out and says what seems to be saying, Chovas Hayom, Dover Pelet. There are many, many drachim here to try to work out the Yerushalmi. I'm going to show you one of them. There's a lot of different mahalchim in the Achronim, the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Yecheskel, the Chazon Bramski, all kinds of mahalchim, try to figure out some way to read this Yerushalmi. So I'm going to show you one Peledika Meshech Chachma. Unbelievable Meshech Chachma. You could say it over Sukkis, okay? This Meshech Chachma is found, of course, in Parshas Pinchas. We thought we had all the drushes that we could think of that are mentioned of Nisr Chamayim, right? Yisad Lachem Hashem Sinai. According to the Meshech Chachma, there's another drasha that has not been mentioned in Bavli, and that's this Yerushalmi. Just has to change one small thing in the words of the Yerushalmi, and everything will be perfect. Everything will be perfect. I read you the Meshech Chachma. Maybe I'll do it this way. Before I tell you the Pshat Yerushalmi, I'll tell you what's bothering him in the Pasuk. That's what he's going on. Let's go back to Pasuk of Iniskei, Minchas of Iniskehem. They both say, look at the Pasuk with me. Okay, you should have the Pasuk. Usirizim is his Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Yutes. Usirizim Echad Chatas. Milavad olas ha-tamid u-minchasa v'niskehem. So we're going through the karbanos of the first day of Sukkis. It tells you the Parim 13, the Elam 2, the Kvasim 14, Sirizim Chatas. Beside for olas ha-tamid u-minchasa. So we talked about all the karbanos, and it's telling you that the musafin and the mnachos and the nesachim of the Parim Elam Kvasim would be kimis param and a Sirizim Chatas. And all this is besides the olas ha-tamid. Umincha, and which mincha of the Tamid? Viniskehem. Rabosai, touch the word for me. Viniska, I understand. Besides, you're talking about bringing the mincha nachos and the sachim for the various karbanos of Musaf, parmeum kvasim. Umincha. Besides, for the olas haTamid and its mincha, minchas nesachim and its libations and its nesachim. But what does it mean to say Uminchasa Viniskehem? I understand you have a remez with a man, but what is the taich word? You read Chumash. What does it mean? Uminchasa Viniskehem. And there, we're talking about Minchasa. So what would it mean, Viniskehem? What? What is being alluded to in Minachs and its Nisachim plural? What? The Musafin, you're saying, Minchasa Viniskehem. You're talking about that here. Besides, for Ola Satamit, Uminchasa Viniskehem. Pashupshat. So obviously, who would want to look to answer such a kasha? Chumash, what? Rashi. Poor, I say Rashi first. Okay, even answer is good, but I start with Rashi. So, there's a Rashi. The Rashi on an earlier Pasuk, though. Rashi is on the Pasuk Yud Aleph, which is another. There, now over there, it also says Niskehem, but there it makes sense. Let me read you that Pasuk Yud Aleph. This is by the by Yom Kippur, okay? The last word of the Musaf reading of Yom Kippur. Siris imechat chatas, novat chatas hakipurim, the olas hatamid. So you're bringing a chatas as part of the Musaf, And besides for the Chatas HaKippur, Ba'olas HaTamid, Umin Chasa, Viniskehem. Zogt Rashi. No, Viniskehem, Musaf al Hamusafin Haksuvin, the Altasu. In other words, we haven't yet mentioned the Nisachim of the Musaf. It tells you that on Yom Kippur, what do you bring? Parbe Bakar Echad, Ayel Echad, Kivasa B'nei Shana, Shiva Tmimin. Umin Chasam, Sos Woshamen, Shoshes Mano Par, Shnei San Wayo, Visarin San Kevaso Echad. Any mention of Nisachim yet of wine? No. Series of Echad Chatas, fine. Milvat Chasa Purim Velasa Tamid, Umin Chasa, Viniskehem, going on what? Which Nisachim haven't mentioned? This Nisachim of the Musaf that we just talked about of Yom Kippur. So there, Viniskehem, says Rashi, is going on the Musafin. The Altasu, you should do the Nisachim on all these Karbanos Musaf that I mentioned. V'ulosh and Sivoy, Milvad Alasa Tamid, Uminchasa Ta'asu Es Ele, Viniskehem. Says Rashi, V'chein, Ko Niskehem Ha'amur Mechol HaMoados. What's Viniskehem referring to? All the Moados? Niskehem of the Musafin that we just mentioned. We haven't mentioned the Nisachim yet. Viniskehem, do the Nisachim too. Chutz Mishal Karbanos HaChag. Those are not going on the Musaf because it says Minchasam Niskeim. You already mentioned Niskeim. So what's the Niskeim of the 7 days of Sukkot is going on? Who's Nisachim? The carbon what? No. Minchasa of the Tamid and Niska of the Tamid. That's what Rashi says. Don't trust me. Read the Rashi. Except for Karbanos Sachak, Sheko v'Nesachea v'Neskeim Nesachea Shebehem Musafin al Tamid, the Einu Lashon Tzivui. You know, it's not and do it. Besides for those Tamid and its Nesachim, Sharei Neskehem Shemusafin Ksuvin La'atzim B'chol Yom V'Yom. So then the problem is, it's going in the Tamid. So what is Rashi saying? Which Tamid? So according to this, what's Rashi saying? In effect, that it's going on what? So, let's read the Rashi now. Another Rashi. V'sheini nemar b'niskeyem al shnei t'midei hayom v'loshina halashon el lidrosh kimo she'amur chazal b'sheini niskeyem b'shishin nesachel b'shvi kimishpata. Mem yud mem is mayim. So according to Rashi, by the days of Sukkot, v'niska is going on the Tamid. V'niskeyem is going on the Tutmidin, says the Meshach Chachma to Doichik. Suddenly, because of the Remez, Torah Spring, those two, besides the Olas HaTamid, meaning the morning Tamid, but, and then Viniskehem on both, the Nisachim of both Tamidim, says the Meshach Chachma, that the Pshat is the following. The Pshat is, yes, that Pelagadol, we could have Niskehem. Ima Musli Hayom, it says Viniskehem. Ima Olas HaTamid, Niskehavilele Meimer, Ein Rashi. V'achar Iyun Hulimad Gadol Nisach HaMayim. The Nisach Hayayin is a function of the carbon, not the yom. If you bring it before the carbon, it's pasul. You can bring it 10 days later. You can bring it balayla, after the carbon. However, Nisach HaMayim, l'chatchila, you bring it with the tamid, right? But it's a chovas hayom. Therefore, Nisachan balayla, yatsa. Over hayom v'lo nisach, too late. Batu karbano, like the Yerushalmi says. Comes out that the Nisach HaYayin is a function of what? The carbon. The Nisach HaMayim is a function of? The Yom. That's Viniskehem. The Vadalas HaTamid, the Minchasa Viniskehem, meaning the Nisachim of the Tamid, that's the Yayin. The Nisachim of the Yom is the Mayim. That's good for the Pshat Viniskehem. Viniskehem, two different things have Nisachim. The Yom has Nisachim, that's Nisach HaMayim. The carbon has Nisachim, that's Nisach HaYayin. And Eisen Araya smach to Nisach HaMayim. Says that's the Yerushalmi, not the Girsa that we have. Nishmeina min Hada, meaning Unisachera Echad Nischim Echad Nischim Mayim. To the contrary, if it was Nisachera Rabbi Akiva's Grasha, why would you end up saying the opposite? Zachovas carbon. Then the din would be the opposite of what he's saying. No, the Magia the Yerushalmi says what he's saying is Nishmeina min Hada a new Drasha, not in the Bavli. What is the drasha? Nishmin min hada viniskehem. This is the last word of Yom Sheni. Viniskehem. What's in this kehem? Rashi had a pshat to figure out going to two tamidim. b'niskeihem. Echad niskei mayim, echad niskei yayin. Meaning the nisachim of the karba, that's niskei yayin. Nisachim of the yom, niskei mayim. That's a remes to nisachim mayim. If that's the case, it's a chavis hayom. That's why it's two different things. Their respective nisachim. The karban has its nisachim yayin. The yom has its nisachim. What does that show me? Hikdima bezevach kosher. Balayla kosher. The next day, pasul. I want to just end with the following. The nisach hamayim has unbelievable remarks into it that we haven't touched on. Ki yadua, there's a Rashi in the beginning of the Torah. I mean, it's in Vayikra, but it's based on the beginning of the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separated between the upper spheres and the lower spheres, and the Mayim above and the Mayim below. And there's an inyan that the lower waters want to come back to their source, and they were crying. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to have a tikkun. The tikkun is going to be when I put melech on the karbanos. Melech, in some way, comes derives from the Mayim, and therefore it's coming back on the Mizbeach, and it's a tikkun of going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is obviously a tremendous inyan of how we should have the she'ifa to grow and to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a powerful Rebbeinu B'chaya in Parshas Bereishis. And I end with this. In the Pasuk, V'lim Shol Bayom V'Laila, apropos to Yom Kippur, talks about Kabbalah's Tainus, and he talks about Nisach HaMayim. And he says, Kabbalah's Tainus is done at a time when the sun is beginning to set, when you're davening Mincha toward the end of the day. And he talks about the koach of the tainus. It's like a karban. And therefore, hatainus sarach kabbalah b'zman memshela shneim oros b'yachad. When the sun is setting and soon the moon is coming, so it's at the point that's transitioning between yom and laila. V'zel mibaod yom kod mishtishka hachama. That's why the tainus has to be accepted at that point. V'am rav chizda kol tainus shiru shakal avchama lo shmei tainus. Continues. Rabbeinu B'chaya b'zel l'shono. U'kishem sha'tainis karban. Tainis has a bechina of karban to it. Every tainis, the fat, of course, Yom HaKippurim. But tainis, that's what the tefillah of Rav Sheshes was in Gemara Brachos Yud Zayin, that the miut chalbi v'dami should be accepted on the mizbeach like a karban. It's a bechina of karban. And we say this in the Ila. You should accept us ki ishim nichochim. We have this expression in the Ila, in the davening. Accept us. We're offering ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a karban. We say this in our tefillah at the end of Yom Kippur. K'shem she'atainis karban, kach hadima b'shas hatefillah, karban, k'neged nisuch hamayim im hakarbanos. Crying when you pray, when you daven, crying Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is k'neged nisuch hamayim. Kach darshu chazal, shari demos lo ninalu. The gates of tears have never been sealed. Ki hadima mikoach hamayim, shu mikoach hachesed. Mayim is connected to Chesed, Shuhu Hayamin. Ba'yamin Pshuta L'Kabel Shavim. Hashem Baruch Hu's Rachamim, his Yamin, which is connected Rachamim, is always extended. L'Kabel Shavim B'chol Eis V'chol Shah. V'havein Hezeh Kiwi G'gadol. Hashem Baruch Hu should give us that tremendous skula that exists, which is the Inyan of the Mos. K'neged Nisach HaMayim, we should be able to daven with a tremendous feeling of Kavana, with heartfelt feeling, and to be accepted, karbanos, nisach hamayim, that Baruch Hu should be answering all our tefillos on our own behalf, on behalf of all Klal Yisrael. Yisrocha all of us, tuk machasim atovah.